Let's continue on then with a look at the men's contest. We were telling you about the Dort College defenders. Dort College averaged 80.3 points per game last year, allowed 72.2 points per contest, and out-rebounded teams 37.8 to 34.6. The defenders converted 48.7% of their field goal attempts and were good on 35.8% of their three-point shots. Trevor Walterstorff led the team with 16 points per game, 5 rebounds. Cliff Warner converted 11.6 points per game, handed out 4 assists per contest. Walterstorff was a first-team All-GPAC performer. Warner was a second-team All-GPAC performer. Walterstorff was also named to third-team All-American squad. Other returners include Jordan Vogel, 10.1 points per game, 6.1 rebounds. Austin Kachi and Kyle Lindbergh scored 11.2 and 8.9 points per game, respectively, in their freshman campaigns. Kachi was the top three-point threat, converting 65 of 162 three-point tries for 40.1% success. Our college will be without Austin Kachi, though, this evening, as he's nursing an ankle injury. We talk about that and a few other notes with Coach Ross Dalma as we prepared for this contest. And the first thing I commented on was the season opener couldn't come quickly enough for some members of this team, which were still smarting over the way last year ended in the GPAC championship game. Coach Ross Dalma joins me now for his pregame comments as the defenders get set to open their season against the Jamestown Jimmies. And, Coach, I don't think I'm overstating things when I say for several of your players, this opening day couldn't come quickly enough after the way the season ended last March.
No, that's exactly right. We felt really good about ourselves in terms of the second semester a year ago where we were 14-5 after Christmas. But we did lose to Sioux Falls in the GPAC championship game, and we're left on the outside looking in so far as the national tournament was concerned, and felt we were good enough to have played. But nevertheless, that's a few months ago. And since then, we've had a lot of guys really dedicate themselves to improving. We're a year older, a year stronger, and hopefully a year wiser as well.
Talking about the off-season work, you also had some work done during the off-season on a player, and that was Trevor Walterstorff. How's his recovery come after going under the knife a couple of times this summer?
You know, Trevor had a situation where in April he decided to have surgery on a knee ailment that's been bothering him for quite some time. And for all intents and purposes, that went fairly well. But he did have some loose cartilage that hung around and then needed to have another second operation again in July. And that's prolonged his recovery a little bit. And I think Trevor would say, too, that he probably isn't quite at full strength yet. But this knee is structurally fine. Cardiovascular, he's in good shape. There's just some muscle issues that he has to continue to build up here over the weeks and months that lie ahead.
He talks about fatigue being the issue and not just, like you said, not cardiovascular, but fatigue in that leg. Talk about some of those other returners, and you've got your point guard back, and that's always a good thing to have coming back, is that that person that runs the floor general for you.
Yeah, for sure. In addition to Trevor, Cliff Warner now has been with us throughout the entire preseason, which has been invaluable for us. He obviously made a significant difference for us a year ago, and we're just glad to have him on board right from the start. He just brings a great deal of leadership and also wisdom on the floor. He's obviously an extension of the coaches, just really understands what needs to be done. So we got Trevor, Cliff, Jordan Vogel returns, as does Chris Sievers at the five spot. Both of those guys are stronger, more confident than they were a year ago. They're doing a nice job of really asserting themselves, and both of them put in a good summer's worth of work. They stayed around and really dedicated themselves there, and we look for outstanding years from both of those guys. Austin Kachi, who will not be playing this weekend because of an ankle injury, had a tremendous offseason. His body is in much better shape. He looks completely different in terms of his physique than he did a year ago. He's lost some weight and put on some muscle, and he's just a much, much more versatile player than he was a year ago, and really excited to see him play here in the weeks that lie ahead for us there. So those guys are a good core. Kyle Lindbergh, who I thought finished the year extremely well his freshman season a year ago, now comes back with an idea of what college hoops is all about. And T.J. Malone will be in the rotation as well. He'll be backing up Cliff at the point guard spot there, and really looking for him to give Cliff good minutes there. I think a newcomer to the top 8-9 rotation, freshman Tyler Walterstorff, Tyler, of course, had a very storied career at Western Christian, where he was a leader for them for several years. He has done a very good job of finding his role and complementing the players that we have here. And we look for that group there to you know, take on some significant minutes. Sean Kaiser is back for his third season here as well and knows what we need to do. He will start tonight in place of Austin. And he is finding his role and what he can and can't do on the floor and has become very steady for us as well. Matt Vandekamp, Nana Yaw are two guys that could see time. They're kind of in our 9, 10, 11th positions there where they back up Sean and Trevor and Kyle, Tyler and Austin. And both of them did very well in our first two scrimmages. So I think right there is the bulk of the guys who are going to get some playing time. Also contributing and doing a great job for us in practice, Nick Wilson, James Reithersdam, and Ben Sitzma. Those three are sophomores who are coming up to the varsity. And then we're going to carry two freshmen with us for just a little while there as we get some of these injuries healed up. But Reese Beaver and Dustin Dalma are going to play, are coming along, and they've been practicing with us to give us a few more bodies there during the practices and whatnot. But overall, the guys are looking forward to the season. They're a great group of kids who really, really want to do well this year and have high goals and aspirations for themselves.
Out of the frying pan into the fire, Jamestown this evening. Pretty good ball club to start the season with, especially on the road at their place.
Yeah, Mike, they're very good. They return some players that are just dynamic scorers, some big, strong guys inside. And, you know, for us to go up there and open the season really is a good thing. You know, obviously, if you looked at our schedule, we're going to be on the road an awful lot, 9 out of the first 10 games. And starting with a team as quality as Jamestown is, I think is good. It obviously gives us something to shoot for here in our practices leading up to tonight. And they do pose some problems with a very quick point guard and a very strong post player.
Let's take a look then at the starting lineups for tonight's basketball game. First of all, for the Dort College Defenders, they will start number 11, Cliff Warner, a 5'11 junior from Altoona, Iowa, averaging 11.6 points per game. Sean Kaiser is a 6'3 junior from Sioux Center, averaging 4.9 points per contest. Trevor Waltersdorf is a 6'4 junior from Sioux Center, averaging 16 points per game. Kyle Lindberg is a 6'6 sophomore from Margate, Florida, averaging 8.9 points per contest. Jordan Vogel is a 6'7 junior from Rock Valley, Iowa, averaging 10.1 points per game. For the Jamestown Jimmies and head coach Matt Merkin, they will start Byron Jones, a 5'10 senior from Glen Garden, Maryland, averaging 10 points per game. B.J. Mertens is a 6'2 senior from Devils Lake, North Dakota, averaging 10 points per contest. Travis Burley is a 6'5 senior from Warrenton, Georgia. He's averaging 19 points per game. Mark Hogue is a 6'2 sophomore from Ironton, Minnesota, averaging 14 points per contest. And Brandon Robbins is a 6'5 senior from Columbus, Montana, averaging 3 points per game. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. These two teams played last season with Jamestown prevailing at the DeWitt Gymnasium, 76-57. Beg your pardon. Double check that score. That was Jamestown turning away Dort College 77-63. Jamestown was 30 of 65 from the floor. Dort turned the ball over 17 times. Jamestown only had 7 turnovers. Defenders were led by Trevor Walterstorf, 16 points. Chris Severs had 13, grabbed 6 rebounds. C.J. Peters led Jamestown with 18 points. Chris Lawrence scored 15, and Byron Jones had 14. We are set for basketball between Dort College and Jamestown. Dort College in their black jerseys with white numbers trimmed in yellow. Jamestown in their home white jerseys with orange numbers trimmed in black. Opening tap is up and controlled by the Jimmies. And Jamestown will have possession of the basketball as we get started with the 2011-2012 season. B.J. Mertens passes it off, and we've got a travel violation called on Brandon Robbins right out of the chute. And the Dort College defenders will inbound the basketball, length of the floor in front of them. Jamestown shows full court pressure defense. They get the ball inbounded to Trevor Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf across half court as Jamestown tries to keep the ball out of Cliff Warner's hands. Waltersdorf gets it back over to Cliff. Cliff back over to Kaiser. Kaiser, Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf back over to Warner. Warner gives it up to Lindberg. Lindberg whispers through a three-point shot. Kyle Lindberg with the three-point basket. The Dort College defenders are up 3-0. Jamestown basketball. Pass comes out front. With it is Byron Jones. Jones, the point guard. They pass it down low, and the ball is deflected out. Last touch by Dort College and Trevor Waltersdorf. It'll be Jamestown basketball right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Throwing the ball in will be B.J. Mertens. Mertens right side of the lane as we face the hoop. He gives it up to Burley. Burley's shot no good. Rebound taken away by Lindberg. Lindberg ahead to Vogel. Vogel with the dunk. Jordan Vogel with a two-point basket. Cliff Warner was the assist man there as the outlet pass came over to Warner, and Warner quickly got it to Jordan Vogel for a 5-0 lead. Jamestown turns it over on the ensuing possession. Mark Hogue fumbles it on the sideline, goes out of bounds, last touch by Jamestown. It'll be Dort College basketball. Lindberg inbounds to Warner. Warner on the sideline. Double team gets it to Lindberg. Lindberg with the basketball out front. He comes right side over to Kaiser. Sean with it back over to Warner. Cliff underneath. They go Vogel. Vogel loses it on the way up. Out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Jamestown basketball. Jamestown will have it. Length of the floor in front of them. Trailing 5-0. Bringing the ball up will be B.J. Mertens for the Jamestown Jimmies. Jimmies with the basketball down 5. Mertens out front in between the circles. He passes right side, gets it on the wing to Mark Hogue. Hogue with the basketball in the lane, puts up the left-handed layup. Good. Mark Hogue with the two-point basket. Dort College leads 5-2. Cliff Warner hands it off to Kyle Lindberg. Lindberg has it kicked away. Jamestown with the basketball. Three-pointer on the way is up. No good. Rebound weak side taken down by Hogue. Hogue comes away with it down to the baseline. Cut off there. He puts up the 10-footer. No good. Rebound cleared out by Vogel. Vogel outlets over to Warner. Here comes Dort College in transition. Pass over to Kaiser. Sean spots up. Three. Good. Sean Kaiser with the three-point basket in transition, and the Dort College defenders lead 8-2. Jamestown with the basketball. We have a foul called away from the basketball. I believe that's going to go on Jordan Vogel. For Dort College, that's foul number one. Chris Severs checks into the contest. Jordan Vogel will check out. Inbounding the basketball is Mertens. Mertens throws it in, down on the baseline. Shot, off-balance shot is up and down for the Jimmies. And number 21, Travis Burley. Burley with a two-point basket. Dort College leads 8-4. Pass left side, Warner. Warner, Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf at the point. He gives it up over to Kaiser. Kaiser to Warner. Warner ball fake at the left elbow of the lane. Picks up his dribble. Comes back over to Kaiser. Kaiser into the corner, Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf with the basketball. Waltersdorf into the lane. Fadeaway from 10 is good. Trevor Waltersdorf with a fadeaway from 10 feet. Dort College leads 10-4. 17-20 left to play. First half. Mertens across half court. He's going to run the point for the Jimmies. Picks up his dribble. Passes over to Hogue. Hogue gets a screen from Burley. Kaiser helps out on the defense. Shot off balance. No good. Rebound controlled by Mertens. Mertens with the basketball. Now we've got a mismatch somewhere as Severs is guarding a guard on the perimeter. Jamestown, they work it down low to Mertens. Burley, and there was your mismatch. Kaiser was matched up on Burley, and Burley posted him up and knocked it down. Travis Burley with 4 points, and the Dort College defenders' lead is 10-6. Ball tapped out of bounds in front of the Dort College bench by Jamestown. It'll be defender basketball. Kyle Lindberg to throw it in. Well, Jamestown's trying to pressure on every possession. Trevor Waltersdorf brings it up, passes it over to Warner. Warner, open three, got it. Three-point basket by Cliff Warner, and the defenders lead 13-6. Dort College has hit their first three-pointers. Steal by Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf on the breakaway. Slam dunk. Trevor Waltersdorf with 4 points after the steal and the slam dunk, and the Dort College defenders have opened up a 15-6 lead. Timeout on the floor, charged to Jamestown. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at teamrealtysc.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Ryan Grunewig is a broker. By Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hobbeman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. By People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. Jamestown with the basketball after surrendering a layup, or I should say a turnover, and then a slam dunk. 15-6, Dort College by 9 early. Jamestown basketball. Dort College has started hot. Mertens with it on the left wing. He passes it off into the corner. Jacob Sutherland. Shot in the lane is waved off. No good. They say the foul came before the shot. And that'll go on Jordan Vogel. And Vogel has picked up foul number two. Lindbergh is in. Vogel is out. So Lindbergh and Severs will man the post. Kaiser and Walterstorff, along with Warner, are on the perimeter. Pass over the top. Mertens got it in to Jones. Jones drives in with a right-hand shot. No good. Rebound taken away by Lindbergh. Lindbergh ahead to Warner. Dort College pushing the basketball. Warner at the free throw line. Gives it off to Severs. Severs muscles it up. No. Kick-out pass to Cliff. Back over to Severs. Severs backing his way down. Off-balance shot. No good. Rebound tapped out by Kaiser. Kept it alive. Warner, three-pointer. Bang! Three-point basket by Cliff. Dort College leads 18-6. Jamestown basketball quickly back the other way. Mertens with it. Pass left side. New player in for the Jimmies. They get it down low to Burley. Burley matched up with Severs. Jumper on the perimeter. Shot no good. But a foul called on the rebound against the Dort College defenders. That's already three team fouls on the defenders. None on the Jimmies. That's going to go on Trevor. That's his first. 15:41 left to play in the first half. Pass is inbounded. Might have had a travel in the lane. No call made. Shot from 15. No good. Rebound cleared out by Lindbergh. He cleans it up. Gets it away to Warner. Warner back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh to Kaiser. Kaiser, Walterstorff reverses Warner. Warner on the left wing. Cliff into the lane. Dumps it underneath Severs. Severs muscles it up and down. Chris Severs with a two-point basket off the assist from Warner. Dort College leads 20-6. Jamestown basketball. Ball deflected, picked up by the Jimmies. Coming up with it is Mark Hogue. They pass it into the corner. That's Drew Priner. Priner gets it away to Hogue. Hogue with the basketball back to Priner. Now they come back over to Sutherland. Sutherland to Mertens. Mertens working against Kaiser. 10 to shoot for the Jimmies. Off-balance shot. Hangs on the rim and drops through for Burley. Travis Burley with six. Dort College leads 20-8. Kyle Lindbergh with the basketball into the front court. Dort College has not missed many shots here this evening. Pass goes left side. Walterstorff underneath, intended for Lindbergh. Pass is tipped and taken away by Sutherland. Here come the Jimmies with a chance to cut the 12-point lead down. Out front with the basketball is Prainer. Now back to Mertens. Mertens three, no good. Rebound cleared by Severs, and we've got a foul on the play. That's going to go on Jamestown and number 22, Mark Hogue. Hogue whistled for the personal foul. New player in for the defenders. That'll be Trevor Walterstorff. Chris Severs will check out. Dort College a little smaller lineup now. Lindbergh will, in all likelihood, play the five. Lindbergh will bring it up. Pass left side, Tyler. Gets it to Cliff Warner in the corner. Cliff with the basketball, left side. Tries to pass it. It's tipped and taken away by Mertens. Mertens, long pass into the front court. Here come the Jimmies. Off-balance shot, no good, but there for the rebound of the putback dunk is Travis Burley. It's 20-10, Dort College by 10. Tyler Walterstorff hands it back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh to Kaiser. Kaiser with the basketball. Trevor Walterstorff underneath for Lindbergh. Lindbergh outlets to Warner. Warner on the wing, down to the baseline, nothing there. And now we have a charging foul called on Cliff Warner. And for Dort College, time to check their composure. Sean Kaiser will check out of the contest. Austin Vandekamp, Matt Vandekamp. Too many names going through early in the season. Matt Vandekamp checks into the ballgame. He's a sophomore from Sioux Falls for Dort College. Pass comes right side over to Jones. They give it up Mertens. Mertens down low to Burley. Burley's going to back down Lindbergh. Shot by Burley is good, and that's a tough matchup for Dort College. He's got 10 of his team's 12 points, and the Dort College lead is 20-12. Lindbergh passes right side Tyler Walterstorff. His three is off the heel, no good. Quick shot by the defenders. Here comes Jamestown. Jamestown with the basketball. Into the corner, Mertens. Mertens ball faked. He's going to work it in against Vandekamp. Gets it away. Shot blocked by Lindbergh, but a foul on the play called on the defenders. Either on Lindbergh or Walterstorff. That's Tyler Walterstorff and Kyle Lindbergh. Dort College leading 20-12. That's going to go on Lindbergh. That's his first. The team's fifth already. Jamestown has been called for one personal foul. 13:10 left to go in the first half. Brandon Robbins, free throw, no good. Robbins, 1-for-2 this season. Chris Sievers back into the contest. Kyle Lindbergh will check out. Jordan Vogel already on the bench with two personal fouls for the defenders. Picked up two fouls away from the basket. He's on the bench right now. Second free throw on the way for Robbins is up, and this one's good. 20-13, Ord College is ahead, but they have surrendered seven straight points. Pass comes to Warner. Warner with a basketball. Warner with it. High post, Waltersdorf. Trevor with it on the left wing. Trevor looking down low. He picks it up from 10. His shot, no good. Rebound tipped off of the rim, controlled by Hoag for Jamestown. Jamestown quickly up the floor. Hoag passes it off. Mertens. Merton thought about the three. Pass underneath. Shot blocked from behind by Sievers, but a foul called on Dort College and Chris Sievers. Chris Sievers picks up the personal. And for Sievers, that is foul number one. Free throws on the way for number 33, Nick Beckley. So Beckley with a pair of free throws on the way, trying to make it a five-point ball game, misses the first free throw. It's going to be bonus time for Jamestown from here on out as well. Foul disparity right now, 6-1, 12:44 left to go in the first half. Second free throw is up. This one's through. So Beckley makes one of two on the shooting situation. And the defenders lead 20-14, but Dort College has not scored in a while. With the basketball is Waltersdorf. He feeds it off to Tyler Waltersdorf. That's Trevor over to Tyler. Tyler the freshman, Trevor the junior. Warner over to Vandekamp. Vandekamp with it on the left wing. Comes back over to Tyler Waltersdorf, and we've got a foul called on Burley over the top. Travis Burley whistled for his first personal. Team foul number two on the Jimmies. Dort College will inbound left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Matt Vandekamp to inbound the basketball. So Matt to inbound left side of the lane as we face the hoop. A lot of holding on the inbounds play. Sievers off of the glass. Good, and hence the drought for the defenders. For Chris Sievers, his second field goal of the night. Dort College leads 22-14. Hoag will try to drive. Puts it on the floor to the free throw line. Nothing there. Now back over to B.J. Mertens. Mertens with the basketball. Mertens with it at the point. He passes back over to Hoag. Hoag guarded by Vandekamp. They switch. Hoag, three off the rim, and it drops through. High off of the back iron, and it drops through for Hoag. He's got five, and the defender lead is 22-17. Waltersdorf left side, Vandekamp. Vandekamp comes over to Waltersdorf. Tyler to Trevor. Trevor in the lane. His short shot is good. Trevor Waltersdorf with 6 points. Dort College leads 24-17. 11:40 left to play in the half. Pass goes into the corner. Hoag guarded there by Vandekamp. Ball goes down low to Burley. Burley gets a step, puts it up. Shot is good. Burley now with 12 points, and the defender lead is 24-19. Somebody's got to string some stops together. Dort College with a basketball. Vandekamp on the right wing. Gets it back over to Tyler Waltersdorf. Tyler with a basketball. Puts it on the floor. Picks up his dribble. Comes back over to Vandekamp. Vandekamp to Sievers. Sievers muscles it up. Good. Chris Sievers with three field goals here in the first half. Dort College leads 26-19. 11 minutes left to go in the first half. With it on the left side is Robbins. Robbins feeds it out front. Jones. Jones puts it on the floor. Drives. High off of the glass. Good. Byron Jones with a two-point basket. Dort College leads 26-21. Vandekamp picks up his dribble. Feeds it out front to Warner. Warner with a basketball. Cliff gets it back over to Trevor. Trevor Waltersdorf. Now to Vandekamp. Left-hander spins it back over to Warner. Warner's shot is up. Count the hoop, and he's fouled. Foul's going to go on Byron Jones, I believe. Cliff will get the two-point basket. And that's going to go against Burley instead. Burley picks up his second, and that is not good news for the Jimmies. Jamestown's leading scorer has just picked up his second personal with 10:35 left to go in the first half. Cliff Warner will go to the free throw line with an opportunity to complete the old-fashioned three-point play. So Jamestown has been called for three fouls here in the first half, but two of them against their leading scorer, Travis Burley. Free throw by Warner is up and good. So Cliff makes the free throw. He's got 9 points. And the Dort College lead is 29-21. Jamestown with the basketball, walking it up. Jamestown will take their time now with their leading scorer on the bench. Don't be surprised if they become much more deliberate here. They pass it out front to Jones. Byron Jones passes to Steve Hendrickson. Jones reverses right side. Now Hendrickson to Jones. Jones on the left side. Jamestown with the basketball, working the perimeter. Three-pointer, shot no good. Rebound taken away by Kaiser. Outlets over to T.J. Malone. Malone into the front court for the defenders. T.J. checked in at the last break. Malone, a senior. He passes over to Lindberg. Lindberg down to the baseline, shoved out. Gets it away to Vogel. Vogel looking down low for the post up on Kaiser. Instead, they work it on the perimeter to Malone. Malone with the basketball. Malone gives it up to Vogel. Vogel turns, hook shot, off of the glass. Good. Two-point basket, Jordan Vogel, he's got four, and we have a technical foul, I believe, called on Jamestown. Matt Merkin whistled for a technical. Unhappy that Jordan Vogel was able to get to the hoop. In his opinion, there was an offensive foul. They've been letting him pound away since the early going. They called some early fouls, and then kind of backed off on that. Sean Kaiser makes the first free throw. He's got another one coming. Well, Matt Merkin picks up the technical foul here at the 9:44 mark. Kaiser makes the first. He makes the second. He's got 5 points. And the defender lead is 33-21. On the floor for the defenders right now, Malone, Lindberg, Kaiser, Tyler Walterstorff, and Jordan Vogel. We've got a media timeout. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. Jamestown with the basketball after the timeout. Steve Hendrickson takes it up the floor. Jamestown trailing 33-21. They had success getting the ball down low to Travis Burley. He's on the bench, though, with two personals right now, taking a breather. Byron Jones pass back out front to Hendrickson. Hendrickson with the basketball, 13 to shoot. Ball stripped by Malone, picked back up by the Jimmies. This is Beckley with it. Beckley comes back out front to Jones. Jones will put it on the floor out front. Rifles it underneath. Loses the handle on it. It's loose. And a shot clock violation as the Dort College defense comes up with a stop. Credit Terrence Malone with taking that ball away down low and preventing the shot down low by Nick Beckley. And the Dort College defenders lead by a dozen. They'll bring it up. Kyle Lindberg has taken the task of bringing the ball up the floor for the defenders as Jamestown has tried to keep it out of the hands of the point guards for Dort College. Lindberg picks up his dribble, passes to a posting up, Jordan Vogel. Vogel double down on, and they pick his pocket. Taking it away, here come the Jimmies. Jimmies with the basketball, back out front. This is Devon Thomas taking it away. Jamestown working it around on the left wing is Robbins. Ball down on the floor, picked up by Beckley. Beckley on his knees, comes back out front to Byron Jones. Jones gets it away, might have been a travel, no call made. 13 to shoot for the Jimmies. Out front with it is Mertens. B.J. Mertens going to try to go one-on-one against Kaiser. Malone doubles down on him, and now we have a jump ball called, alternating possession. And again, it was T.J. Malone sticking his nose in as the player picked up his dribble, and B.J. Mertens is upset. He thought he got fouled on the play. Once you pick up that dribble, though, they let him get pretty aggressive on the double team, and that's exactly what Malone did that time. Trevor Walterstorff will bring the ball up against Brandon Robbins. Everyone else clears out. Trevor with it out front. Dort College with the basketball. Walterstorff driving in, and we've got a charging foul called on Trevor. Trevor picks up number two on the process. Got a little too deep. A little too eager to try and get into the lane and then dump it off, and he picks up his second, and Cliff Warner's going to check back into the game. Credit T.J. Malone with a pretty good couple of defensive series for the defenders. He's playing with a banged-up thumb. Dort College leading 33-21 right now. 8:08 left to play in the first half. Jamestown basketball. This is B.J. Mertens. Mertens on the left wing. Mertens picks up his dribble. He passes left side over to Byron Jones. Jones to Hogue. Hogue gives it to Thomas. Thomas to Burley. Burley working against Lindbergh. Shot blocked from behind by Vogel. Rebound taken away by Lindbergh. Long pass ahead to Kaiser. Kaiser spots up on the wing. Feeds it to Walt. Walt puts it up. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Vogel. He's thrown to the ground. No call made. Here comes Jamestown back the other way. And now a blocking foul called on Trevor Waltersdorf. And Walt picked up his third at half court. And now we've got to go to the bench for Dort College as Trevor picks up number three. Well, Vogel got thrown down on the play. Could have been a foul call. No call made. Then we race back the other way. Byron Jones up the sideline, and he'll go to the free throw line to shoot a 1-1. 1-1 opportunity coming here for Jones. He's a 63% free throw shooter. Missed it. Rebound taken away. Dort College will bring it up. Taking it across the timeline is Lindbergh over to Warner. Dort College by a dozen. Cliff passes high post. Lindbergh. Lindbergh over the basketball. They look for the backdoor cut. Nobody open. Now Tyler. Tyler dumps it down low. Vogel. Vogel stripped. Taken away. B.J. Mertens. Mertens with the steal. Coming back the other way. Dort College has to get another defensive stop. Even though Dort College hasn't been converting, they've been holding Jamestown on the other end. 7 minutes left to go in the half. Mertens thought about the three. Picks it up instead. Now Hogue. Hogue will drive the lane. Nothing there. Burley. Burley, 17-footer with a man in his face. Shot no good. Another rebound for Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball. Gets it away to Tyler Waltersdorf. Tyler Waltersdorf gives it away to Cliff Warner. Warner, left side, Kaiser. Kaiser with the basketball. Sean picks up his dribble. Into the lane to Tyler Waltersdorf. His lay-in is good. Tyler got free for the two-point basket. Dort College leads 35-21. Jamestown basketball. This is Jones into the lane. Kicks it out. Right side, Hogue. Hogue in the corner. Guarded there by Vogel. That's a mismatch. You got a guard against a post. Now Vogel will drop down. They get it into the corner. Jones. Jones with it. Guarded there by Warner. Comes back over to Hogue. Hogue guarded now by Waltersdorf. Dort College in a zone. Mertens will put up the 12-footer. It's good. B.J. Mertens with the two-point basket. Dort College leads 35-23. Kyle Lindbergh to bring the basketball up for the defenders. Lindbergh will take it up against Hogue. Comes back over to Tyler Waltersdorf. Lindbergh hit the floor that time. Slipped and fell. He got the ball away, though. Pass comes back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh back to Warner. 5:45 left to go in the first half. Dort College leading 35-23 with a basketball. Kaiser on the wing. Sean to Vogel. Vogel, spin move in the lane. Puts it up, and we've got a blocking foul called on the Jamestown Jimmies. Vogel put the ball on the floor after a spin move. Took it to the basket, and the foul got called on Mark Hogue. Jordan Vogel will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Jordan has 4 points on a pair of field goals. Chris Severs will check into the ball game. First free throw by Vogel is up, no good. He's got another one on the way. Vogel was a 72% free throw shooter last year. Dort College wants a timeout. Timeout on the floor, charged to Dort College and Coach Ross Dalma. This will be a full-length timeout. 5:35 left to go in the first half. Dort College by a dozen. Back with more after this. 35-23, Dort College by 12 right now. The last 5 minutes, after a racehorse start this afternoon, have settled into a defensive struggle. Dort College has outscored Jamestown over the last 5 minutes, 6-2. Jordan Vogel will try to make it 7-2. Things slowed down dramatically after Matt Merkin picked up that technical foul. Jordan Vogel with a free throw. It's up, and the post player knocks it down. Jordan Vogel with 5 points. Chris Severs will check in. Vogel playing with two personals. He'll check out of the ballgame. Severs has one personal foul so far. Mertens passes right side to Prainer. Prainer with the basketball. Prainer will drive against Waltersdorf. Puts it up, no good, but a foul called on Tyler Waltersdorf. Tyler picks up his first personal. Trevor's on the bench with three personals. Dort College is also playing this evening without Austin Kachi, who made the trip but is in street clothes. He twisted an ankle last week, was rehabbed really hard, Every time you walk by the trainer's room in the afternoon, he was in there working out and trying to get it ready. Not a go for this weekend, though, but looks likely that he might play next week. Second free throw is up and good, so Preener makes one of two. And the defender lead is 36-24. Ball inbounded to Sean Kaiser. Kaiser gives it back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh will take it up for the defenders. Lindbergh gets it away to Warner. Warner with a basketball in between the circles. Cliff with the basketball on the left side, working against Jones. Has a little room, tries to fire it underneath, and Lindbergh was cutting back door and then stopped. Thought he had the advantage. Warner whipped it underneath the basket where he could have been. But the ball ends up out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Jamestown basketball after the turnover. 36-24, Dort College by 12. 5:07 left to play in the first half. Jamestown basketball, Preener. Preener gives it up, left wing. Now gets the return pass. He's running the point. Dort College in a zone. They pass it down low to Burley. Burley working against Severs. Now to Mertens. Mertens to Jones. Jones, three, no good. Rebound weak side, taken down by Warner. Warner with the outlet pass, no. Decides to dribble it instead. Cliff into the front court. They get it back over to Tyler. Tyler in the lane. His shot is good. Good body control by Tyler Walterstorff that time. Didn't pick up the foul. Gets the bucket. Dort College leads by 14, 38-24. Jamestown basketball on the left side, Byron Jones. Jones fires it out to Mertens. Mertens, three, off the mark, no good. Rebound tipped out long, taken away by Warner, and Warner is blitzed on the play. Jamestown player clocked him, and Warner saw it coming, turned around, so it was a glancing blow, and Brandon Robbins picks up the personal. That is team foul number six on the Jimmies. Robbins going after the ball, and Warner saw the collision coming, and the junior from Altoona was able to turn his shoulder and take it more as a glancing blow rather than full head-on. Kyle Lindbergh will bring it up for the defenders now as Jamestown has worked very hard to keep the ball out of Warner's hands, getting it into the offense. Warner has it now, though, sets it up, gives it right side Walt. Walt to Severs. Severs kick out Kaiser. Kaiser ball fake into the lane, 10-footer, off the mark, no good. Rebound out long, and it's tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Jamestown. It'll be Dort College basketball. Jamestown not arguing too hard. Coach Matt Merkin is, but the players aren't. They say it was off of Burley, and there was no argument by the Jamestown players. Walterstorff pops out. They get it to Severs instead. Severs off of the glass, no good, but a foul on the play on Brandon Robbins, and Robbins has just picked up foul number two. Chris Severs will go to the free throw line to shoot two. 3:58 left to go in the first half. Dort College leads 38-24, and Dort College is finally in the bonus. Seemed like Jamestown got there almost immediately. Now Dort College will be in the bonus. Severs will shoot a pair here as he was fouled in the act of shooting. First free throw on the way for the junior from Huxley is up and good. Made 56% of his free throws last year. That obviously a point of emphasis this summer was for Severs to improve those free throw shooting numbers. Second free throw by Chris is up off the heel, no good. 39-24, Dort College by 15. Severs with 7 points. Defenders lead. Jamestown has the basketball. They've scored one field goal since the 10-minute mark. Jamestown with it. This is Jones. Jones guarded by Warner. They get it down low to Burley. Burley's going to turn against Severs. Off-balance shot. Can't get it to go. Rebound tapped and controlled by Tyler Walterstorff. Tyler with the basketball. He'll bring it up, and we've got a collision in the backcourt. Silly foul on Drew Preener. Tyler Walterstorff will go to the free throw line to shoot a 1-1. Those are the kind of fouls you'll pull your hair out if you're a coach. It's in the backcourt. There's nothing much to be gained, and you bump the player on the sideline hard enough that he goes out of bounds, and the official has no choice but to make the call. First free throw by Walt is no good, so Tyler misses the free throw, and Dort College misses on an opportunity to really open this thing up. Jones stripped to the basketball by Cliff Warner, and the foul got called by the top official. The official who the play was coming at didn't make the call, but Warner gets whistled for his first personal. Well, beg your pardon, that's number two on Cliff, evidently. I had that as number one. Double bonus time for Jamestown the rest of the way. 3:27 left to go in the first half. First free throw is good by Jones. Since the 10-minute mark, Jamestown has two free throws and a field goal to their credit. Another free throw on the way for Byron Jones. Free throw is up. Free throw is good, so Jones makes both free throws. He's 2-for-3 today. Dort College leads 39-26. Be awfully nice if Dort College went into the locker room up double digits. See if they can maintain it here. Warner with a basketball. They get it to Walterstorff. Walterstorff, Lindbergh. Lindbergh, ball fake, drives baseline, puts it up. Collision, no call made. Burley came over on the help defense. Looked like he might have picked up his third. Instead, they play on. Jamestown with a basketball. They pass it right side underneath Burley. Burley, kick out pass after he's double teamed. Shot for three is up and good. Preener with the 3-point basket. He's got four, and the defender lead is 10 right now, 39-29. 2:50 left to go in the first half. Kyle Lindbergh with the basketball. Warner gets the ball out in between the circles. He passes right side over to Kaiser. Kaiser with the basketball. Kaiser gets it back over to Warner. Warner shovels it underneath. Kaiser. Kaiser, left-handed hook, can't get it to go. Rebound tipped out, and it's touched. Well, no, picked up by Jamestown in the corner. Jamestown coming back the other way. And now a blocking foul called on Cliff Warner, and that is trouble. Dort College's two returning all-conference players, Trevor Walterstorff and Cliff Warner, each have three fouls now. And now it's a matter of survival till halftime. Dort College leading 39-29. Byron Jones will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. So Jones to shoot the double bonus. First free throw is up and through. T.J. Malone will check into the contest, and Jamestown has now scored 6 points in a row. 39-30, Dort College at one point was up 39-24. That came after a Chris Seavers free throw. Since then, Dort College has missed the front end of a 1-1. And their starting point guard has picked up his third personal foul. Kyle Lindbergh will bring the basketball up, double-teamed, and throws it away. 39-30, Dort College by 9. Turnover, Jamestown will have the basketball, and they throw it away. Mertens and Hogue don't communicate. Hogue fires it at Mertens, and it whistles right by Mertens' ear and goes out of bounds. I don't know that I've ever seen that. In the backcourt, he just whistled it right by his ear. Dort College inbounds on the sideline. They get it into T.J. Malone. Malone gives it up to Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball. Kyle picks up his dribble, drops it down low for Seavers. Seavers against Burley. His layup is good. Chris Seavers with the 2-point basket. He's got 9, and the defenders lead 41-30. With the basketball is Mertens running the point. 1:50 left to go in the half. Pass goes over to Jones. Jones down to the baseline, and we've got a reach-in foul called on TJ. TJ Malone whistled for the personal. For TJ, that's his first. And double bonus time now for Byron Jones. Byron Jones with 5 points. First free throw is up and good. He's got 6 now, 4 of them on free throws. 41-31, Dort College by 10. Jones has missed 2 free throws this evening. He's 4-for-6 from the charity stripe. Another free throw on the way. This one's up and off the heel, no good. Rebound tapped and controlled by Lindbergh. He's got a boatload of rebounds here in the first half, does the sophomore from Florida. Kyle Lindbergh with the basketball into the front court. Malone with it on the wing. Comes back over to Kaiser. Kaiser dumps it underneath. Seavers, outlet, back over to Malone. Malone, 17-footer, no good. Rebound tapped out by Seavers, kept alive. Malone, Malone, Kaiser. Kaiser, 3-ball, can't get it to go. Rebound tapped out, controlled by Jamestown. They've got a chance to cut the lead down from 10. Jones kicks into the corner, Hogue. Hogue, Mertens, Mertens, 3, left wing, left it short, no good. Rebound tapped out, and it's last touched by Jamestown. It'll be Dort College basketball. 1:13 left to play in the half. Dort College leads 41-31. Dort College has the basketball. Kyle Lindbergh has been pressed into action this evening as the point guard. He's played a lot of minutes already. You've got Trevor Walterstorff on the bench with 2 personals. T.J. Malone gets it ahead to Kaiser. Kaiser off against Burley. Seavers picks it up. Seavers puts it up, gets fouled. He'll go to the free throw line to shoot 2. And that's foul number 3 on Travis Burley. Chris Severs will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair as he was fouled in the act of shooting. I'm quite certain that went on Burley at least. I certainly thought that's foul number three. They've only got two up on the board on him, though. Free throw is up by Severs. It's good. He'll check Burley out of the ball game. 42-31 our score. So Severs makes an 11-point ball game. 101 left to play in the half. Another free throw on the way. Nanaya Sapanamoa is in the contest. Second free throw by Severs. No good. He can't make two in a row this evening. Let's see if Dort College can get a stop now. Sapanamoa playing the point on that 1-2-2 zone. With the basketball out front. They get it down low. This is Hogue. Hogue tried to drop it. It's Lindberg coming up with it. Lindberg with the steal. Dort College can hold the ball till under 10 seconds to go in the half. 8 second difference between the shot clock and the game clock. Malone down to the corner. Nothing there. Gets a ball screen now. TJ gives it up to Severs. Severs to Sapanamoa. Saves it into Lindberg. Lindberg with the basketball. Kyle trying to back his way in. Puts it up and he's fouled on the play. And the foul is going to go on Mertens. Everybody's frustrated with the officials right now. Coach Matt Merkin already has been teed up once, so he can't get too aggressive in his debate with the officials. Kyle Lindberg will go to the free throw line to shoot two as he was fouled in the act of shooting. First free throw by the lefty is up on the heel, goes down. Caught every part of the rim and finally fell through. Dort College leads 43-31. Checking into the ballgame is Reese Beaver. He'll check in for Chris Severs. So Reese Beaver, a freshman from Sioux Center, will see some time here. Nick Wilson will check into the ballgame as well. Dort College is going to play it conservatively here. They don't want anyone to pick up an unnecessary foul. You've got Wilson, Nick Wilson, a sophomore from Iowa City. Kyle Lindberg shooting a free throw. Tyler Walterstorff, Reese Beaver, and T.J. Malone. Second free throw by Lindberg. No good. Rebound taken away by Tyler. He gets it back outside Lindberg, and Dort College can hold for the final shot. Lindberg with the basketball. 15 seconds to go. 13 now. Dort College leading by a dozen. Lindberg gives it to Malone. 10 seconds. 8. Malone out front. Ball screen. Three players around him. Gets it away. Lindberg. Lindberg in the lane. Lays it up with the left hand at the buzzer. It's good. Dort College, it looked like a busted play. They were going to come up empty, but instead, Lindberg was able to get free going down the lane. And the Dort College defenders take a 45-31 advantage at halftime, and they do it with their two returning all-conference players on the bench for much of the first half with foul trouble. Tyler Walterstorff picked up his third midway through the first half. Cliff Warner also picked up his third with quite a bit of time left. Dort College goes to the locker room up 14-45. 231. Let's take a break and be back with a recap of the first half right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. The Dort College defenders out to a 14-point lead at halftime. 45-31. This was a ball game. Dort College led at one point by a 38-24 margin. Jamestown cut it down 9 at 39-30, but Dort College outscored them 6-1 the rest of the way. Take a 45-31 advantage into the halftime locker room. Unofficially, I have Dort College led by Chris Severs, 10 points. Jamestown is led by Travis Burleys, 12 points. He got most of those early. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Back with more from Jamestown right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast of Dort College basketball, made possible by a grant from Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. Now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG, 722-2313. And by Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor, 712-395-07. 6-4. by Dr. Gene St. Jesperson and Dental Clinic located in Rock Valley. By Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull, Ayrton, Craig, Paulina, Remsen, and Sanborn. They are member FDIC. First half. This is how the numbers break down. Dort College, 17 of 27 from the floor, 63%. 4 for 4 on threes for 100%. 7 of 11 on free throws for 64%. Dort College credited with 17 total rebounds, called for 12 fouls, turned it over 10 times. Jamestown, 11 of 26 from the floor, 42%. 2 for 6 on threes, 33%. 7 of 13 on free throws, 54%. 11 rebounds, 6 turnovers, and they were whistled for 8 fouls in the first half. So Dort College owns a 17-11 rebounding advantage at halftime. Dort College has turned it over 10 times to Jamestown's 6. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College Defenders leading Jamestown at halftime, 45-31 in men's basketball. Here are the individual totals. Chris Severs, 4 for 6 from the floor, 2 for 4 on free throws. He has 10 points. 9 points for Cliff Warner, 3 for 3 from the floor, 2 for 2 on threes. He also has a free throw. Trevor Waltersdorf, 6 points, 3 for 4. He was limited 9 minutes in the first half. Trevor Waltersdorf and Kyle Lindbergh both have 6 points, in fact. 5 points for Jordan Vogel. He's 2 for 2 from the deck. 4 for Tyler Waltersdorf. 2 for 2, that should be 4. They've got Austin Kachi in the ballgame. That is incorrect. I'm not sure who that should go to. I have to fix that after the ballgame. We'll make a note of that. Came on 2 free throws, evidently. That'd be Sean Kaiser. Kaiser should be credited with an additional 2 points, as he went 1 for 1, I beg your pardon, 2 for 2 from the free throw line on that technical foul. He should have 5 points. Jamestown is led by Travis Burley with 12 points, 6 of 11 from the floor. 6 points for Byron Jones, 5 for Mark Hogue, 2 for B.J. Mertens, 4 for Drew Preener, 1 for Nick Beckley, for their total of 31 points. Kyle Lindbergh has 8 rebounds in the first half of play, 3 for Cliff Warner, 2 for Tyler Waltersdorf. For Jamestown, 3 for Byron Jones, 2 each for Mark Hogue and Taylor Newton, and 2 for Drew Preener, for their total of 11. Cliff Warner credited with 4 assists. B.J. Mertens and Mark Hogue have 2 assists each for the Jamestown Jimmies. B.J. Mertens also has 2 steals. 45-31, Dort College by 14 at halftime. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Tonight's broadcast made possible by Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at hiltrealestate.com. By Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Hull and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing farm mutual insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. When we come back right after this, we'll have a look at what's coming up for the remainder of the weekend. And we'll also have a look at what happened already this evening. Dort College and Jamestown, women's college basketball. We'll do that right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. Paging through my stack of box scores and looking for the correct one. I believe I found it. Women's basketball earlier tonight. Long night for the Defender women. They lose to Jamestown by a final score of 85-56. It was a 10-point ball game at 38-28. And Coach Craig Steensma after the ball game mentioned the fact that Jamestown just kind of wore on them after a while, and the defenders couldn't get some shots to go. They end up 20 of 55 from the floor, turned it over 20 times, got out rebounded 40 to 25. As Coach said after the ballgame, it was not due to lack of effort, just did not get those rebounds, though. And that combination, allowing 28 of 60 shooting for 47%, making 36%, and getting out rebounded 40 to 25, those are all difficult things to overcome. Dort College was led by Jessica Jelsma with 12 points. Kara Van Dyke had 11. Kayla Adamson chipped in with 8, and Danelle Bone had 7. Jamie Cook also had 6 rebounds for the defenders in the loss. Dort College will be playing Valley City State tomorrow afternoon in Valley City, North Dakota. That is about 30 miles to the east. On KDCR this weekend, tomorrow afternoon, 1 o'clock kickoff, Doan College and Dort College in football action from Crete, Nebraska. The Dort College volleyball match with Nebraska Wesleyan will be available via a webcast at www.dort.edu/athletics. Jeremy Ingbers and Sam Ekstrom, the play-by-play voices for the Dort College soccer team for the last 2 years, will have a go at it in volleyball. That'll be available on a webcast. Again, a 3 o'clock varsity start time at www.dort.edu/athletics. Going on right now, a hockey game on www.dort.edu/athletics between the Blades and USD. Dave Schenck with the call of that contest at the Vernon Arena. And the basketball games tomorrow. Unfortunately, we can only be so many places at one time. And we will get those results from the Dort College Valley City State ballgame up on our website just as soon as possible tomorrow afternoon. Also happening tomorrow, the Dort College cross country teams will be running in Lincoln, Nebraska at the GPAC Championships. Women's meet scheduled to begin at 10:45. That's the women's race, and the men's race to get going at about 11:30, I would guess. If I've missed anything for the weekend, my apologies. Lots of things happening here in overlap season, the first 2 weeks of November. It'll be Jamestown basketball to start the second half of play. Dort College leads at 45-31. So the Jimmies will try to make up some ground. They get it inbounded to B.J. Mertens. Mertens takes it across half court. Mertens with the basketball. Jamestown working against a man-to-man defense by the defenders. Mertens goes high post to Hogue. Robbins. Robbins with the basketball. Robbins over to Hogue. Hogue will let fly with a three, and he made it. Three-point basket by Mark Hogue. He's got 8, and the defender lead is 45-34. Kyle Lindberg in the backcourt. Robbins will guard him. Lindberg double-teamed. Gets it ahead to Kaiser. Kaiser, Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf bounce pass Vogel. Vogel stripped. It's coming up with it is Jamestown. Jamestown coming back the other way with it is Robbins. Robbins right side. Gets it to Jones. Byron Jones underneath against Burley. Burley shot no good. Rebound taken away by Lindberg. Lindberg with the basketball. Lindberg ahead to Warner. Warner with the ball. 19-10 left to play in the game. Warner will drive right side. Puts it up. Drew the contact. No call made. Rebound taken away by Burley. Burley with the basketball. Dort College unable to convert on their first two offensive opportunities. Jamestown converted on a three-pointer by Hogue. Jamestown trailing 45-34 with the basketball. This is Mertens. Mertens over to Jones. Jones with the basketball. Jones gives it up. Robbins. Robbins puts it up. Shot no good. Therefore, the rebound is Burley. Burley's put back is good. He's got 14. Five unanswered by the Jimmies. And the defender lead is 9, 45-36. Waltersdorf, I beg your pardon, Kaiser, three ball corner, got it. Three-point basket by Sean Kaiser, he's got 8. The junior from Sioux Center, rainbows one through. And the defender lead is a dozen at 48-36. Jamestown basketball, Hogue with it. Hogue will drive the lane, nothing there. Now over to Mertens, Mertens to Jones. Jones looking underneath to Burley. Burley back over to Mertens. Mertens three, no good. Rebound tipped and controlled by Jamestown. They get it back over to Mertens. Ball deflected. Taken back by Vogel. Vogel ahead to Warner. Warner one player to beat. Puts it up. Fouled on the play by Mertens. He'll go to the free throw line to shoot 2. Keep in mind, Dort College has some players in foul trouble. Vogel has two. Trevor Walterstorff has three. Cliff Warner has three. Be nice to get those players to the first substitute rotation in the second half without picking up any more fouls. Cliff Warner to the free throw line to shoot a pair. First one by Cliff is up and down. Cliff, a 77% free throw shooter last year. He's 2-for-2 this evening. 49-36, Dort College back in front by 13. Trying to stretch it back to 14. And the free throw's up and down. So Warner makes them both, 50-36. Cliff has 11 points. Jamestown basketball, Mertens. Mertens guarded there by Kaiser. Wants a ball screen. Now he waves it away. Gets it to Jones on the wing. Underneath to Burley. Dort College doubling down. They get it to Mertens. Mertens gives it up Robbins. Robbins' shot is good. Dort College tried to double team. And Jamestown made them pay. 50-38. Dort College by a dozen. 17:35 left to go in the game. With the basketball is Lindbergh. Lindbergh over to Warner. Warner to Kaiser. Kaiser back over to Warner. Warner gives it up to Kaiser. Kaiser puts it on the deck. Wraps it back over to Vogel. Vogel off the glass. No good. Rebound taken away by Jamestown. Jamestown with the basketball. Mertens. Mertens spots up. Thinks about the three. Feeds it instead to Burley. Back over to Mertens. Mertens' two-pointer is good. Mertens with four. And the defender lead is 10. 50-40. Cliff Warner with the basketball. Jones working him. Warner with a basketball across half court. Back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh looking down low for Vogel. Comes back over to Warner on the left wing. Now Lindbergh. Lindbergh right side Kaiser. Kaiser back to Vogel. Vogel wraps it around. Layup is good. Jordan Vogel with a two-point basket. He's got seven. And the defenders lead 52-40. And Coach Ross Dowell wants a timeout to talk things over with his team. Back with more after this. On the first possession after the timeout, Jamestown forces it down low, and Jordan Vogel has just picked up his third personal foul. Coach Ross Dalma asking for the same call on the other end. Jamestown with the basketball. Mertens to throw it in underneath the basket. Left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Take it away by Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball on the wing. Looks for the secondary break. Gives it up to Kaiser. He'll launch a long three. Can't get it to go. Rebound taken away by Jamestown. Jamestown with the basketball. Would have been a big three if it had gone. It did not. Jones with the basketball in between the circles out front. Man-to-man defense applied by the defenders. Three-pointer on the way by the Jamestown Jimmies. Drew Preener, no good. Rebound taken away by the defenders. They're off and running. Cliff Warner with the basketball on the wing. Picked up his dribble. Cross-court pass over to Sean. Sean with it. Back over to Vogel. Vogel down to the baseline. Nothing there. 12 feet from the basket. Passes it back over to Walterstorff. It's tipped out of bounds. Last touched by Preener for Jamestown. It'll be Dort College basketball with just over 4 minutes gone in the second half. Checking out of the contest is Robbins for Jamestown. Sean Kaiser will inbound the basketball. He gets it in to Cliff Warner. And what do we have? We have a foul out front on the Jimmies. That's going to go on Preiner. His second. Dort College leads by a dozen, 52-40. Fresh shot clock to work with. Cliff Warner won't use much of the shot clock. Puts up a three, no good. Rebound taken away by Jamestown. Jimmy's coming up and running with the basketball is Jones. He passes right side to Mertens. Mertens with it on the wing. Mertens with the basketball. Mertens, nothing there. He passes left side over to Jones. Jones puts it on the floor, drives in, dumps it off, and Vogel is set up, takes the charge. Byron Jones ran over the top of Vogel, and Vogel goes down like a cedar tree. He takes the charge. He'll check out of the ballgame. Sievers will check in. Tyler Walterstorff is in. Kyle Lindbergh is out. 15:34 left to play in the ballgame. Dort College 52, Jamestown 40. Pass comes in to Walterstorff. That's Tyler. That was Tyler to Trevor. Now they get it back over to Cliff Warner. Warner with the basketball at the free throw line. Comes back over to Kaiser, looking down low. Dort College trying to isolate in the post. Tyler Walterstorff over to Trevor. Trevor with the basketball on the wing. Puts it on the floor. Drives the baseline. Shot no good. Rebound taken down by Sievers, and it's tipped out of bounds. Last touch by the defenders. It'll be Jamestown basketball. Jamestown basketball. 52-40. Dort College by a dozen. Jamestown has outscored Dort College here in the second half. 9-7. Taking 2 points off of what was a 14-point lead. Jamestown basketball, Mertens. Mertens on the right wing. Mertens into the lane, hesitates, kicks it out. Shot on the way by Hoag, no good, but there for the rebound and the putback attempt is Preener, but he's fouled on the play. He'll go to the free throw line to shoot two, and that's number four on Cliff. Well, Dort College is going to have to go a while now without their starting point guard. T.J. Malone will check into the contest. Preener will shoot two free throws. He's one for two this evening, two for three. Season opener isn't going to be easy. They rarely are. So T.J. Malone is in for Cliff Warner. Warner picks up his fourth at the 14:54 mark. Second free throw by Preener, no good. Rebound taken away by Severs. Nobody's really getting up off of the ground much right now. Tyler Walterstorff hands it off to T.J. Malone. Malone will run the offense. T.J. with the basketball at the center jump circle. He passes off to Trevor. Trevor with the basketball. Trevor, short jumper, the lane from 12, no good. Rebound tipped and controlled by Kaiser. Kaiser steps out, gives it up underneath to Tyler. Tyler back outside T.J. T.J. back to Severs. Severs to Kaiser, and Kaiser is stripped as he goes up, and he's fouled. Foul's going to go on Jamestown, and I believe that's on Mertens, and that's number four on him. So both teams have a key player with four fouls. In the first half, I had thought number 21, Travis Burley, had three fouls. Instead, that should have been number 12, B.J. Mertens, had three fouls. So Mertens will have to check out of the ballgame. Sean Kaiser will shoot a free throw. And the first one by Sean is up and down. Both teams will have to go without players they can not afford to go without for long stretches if they want to be successful this season. Second free throw by Kaiser is up and down. Now, Dort College does have some depth and experience, and they lead right now by 13, 54-41, courtesy of the two Sean Kaiser free throws. He's got 10 points for the ballgame. 14-19 left to play in the ballgame. Jamestown with the basketball, Preener with it. Preener will drive, cut off. Kicks it back out front. Shot on the way. No good. Rebound tapped and controlled by Kaiser. Kaiser gets it away to Malone. Malone with the basketball. TJ dumps it back off to Sean. Sean into the post. Intended for Severs. Taken away by Burley. Burley doesn't want to give the ball up. He's got it down on the post. Reverses it. Jones. Three. Rattles it. No good. Rebound taken away by Severs. Here comes Dort College. 13:47 left to play in the game. Coach Ross Dalma wants his team to run. Signals them to get it into the front court quickly. Malone looking down low for Trevor. They get it to Walterstorff on the baseline. Double teamed. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touched by Jamestown. It'll be Dort College basketball. So Jamestown. Tip it away. New player checking in for the Jimmies. That's number 10, Devon Thomas. Played a few minutes in the first half as well. Dort College by a baker's dozen, 54-41. T.J. Malone with the basketball, gets it away to Severs. Severs, a lot of contact, no call made. Rebound taken away by Tyler Walterstorff. Back over to Severs. Dort College, a fresh 35 to work with. Severs muscles another one up. This one's good. Chris Severs with 12 points, and the defenders lead 56-41. With it in the right corner, Thomas. Thomas puts up the righty three, no good. Rebound tipped, and we've got a foul called on the play against Sean Kaiser. Kaiser whistled for the foul on the rebound. With 13:07 left to play in the game, that is team foul number three on the defenders in this half. Jamestown will inbound left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Jamestown looking to throw it in. Preener and throws it away. Well, this is going to be a work in progress for both teams, obviously. Neither team where they want to be when it comes to January, but for a season opener, we have seen some of the signs of a season opener for the defenders. For Jamestown, they've got one game under their belt. Walterstorff drives the lane, nothing there for Trevor, kicks it back out to TJ. Malone with the basketball in between the circles. 12:50 left to go in the game. They get it back over to Tyler Walterstorff. Here's Trevor. Trevor on the block. They double-team him. He gives it up over to T.J. Malone. Tries to cross-court pass it over to Kaiser. It's taken away. Here comes Jones. Jones loses it. Dort College coming back the other way, and those two players going after it. Tooth and nail. T.J. Malone down on the floor after it with Byron Jones, and T.J. Malone, he knows he's only got a few minutes to go. And so he's laying it all out there. TJ down on the floor, forcing that turnover. 12:40 left to go in the game. They get it over to Trevor Walterstorff. Walterstorff will bring it up. Walterstorff with two players around him, three players around him. He is mugged in the backcourt, finally gets it away. And how they cannot call that earlier, I don't know. I don't understand it. You've got three players hanging on, one offensive player literally hanging on him. And it's not until the offensive player goes down that the foul comes out. 56-41, the foul called on Jamestown's Drew Preener. He's got three. T.J. Malone with the basketball at half court. He passes right side over to Sean Kaiser. Kaiser back over to Malone. Malone to Lindbergh. Lindbergh on the baseline. He's been on the bench for a little while. Now Vogel. Vogel on the right elbow working against Burley. Vogel doubled down on, back out front, Lindbergh, ball fake, puts it on the floor against Devon Thomas. 12:10 left to go in the game, Dort College leading. T.J. Malone with it, 9 to shoot. He's got it out front in between the circles, picks it up, passes over to Kaiser. Kaiser, backdoor cut, intended for Walterstorff. Vogel will put it up at the shot clock buzzer, got it! 15-footer by Jordan Vogel, he's got 9, and the defenders lead 58-41. Burley in the lane travels. Travel violation called on Burley. He's upset. Coach Matt Merkin calls a timeout. Timeout on the floor. Charge to the Jamestown Jimmies. Dort College leading 58-41. This is KDCR 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. Jordan Vogel moments ago buried a 15-footer as the shot clock expired. Just after it looked like Jamestown was going to put together a defensive stop, the defenders lead 58-41 with 11:47 left to go in the game. Today's broadcast made possible by CNH Body Repair in Orange City. The reputation didn't happen by accident. And by Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs. On the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. Dort College with Jordan Vogel, Kyle Lindbergh, T.J. Malone, Trevor Walterstorff, and Vandekamp on the floor. That is Matt Vandekamp on a wing right now for the defenders. Gets it away to Kyle Lindbergh, underneath intended for Vogel. It's taken away by Burley. Jamestown gets a steal on the offensive possession by the defenders. Dort College has gone about 5 minutes now without Cliff Warner on the floor. He's on the bench with four personal fouls. He's the only player for Dort College with four personals. They go over to Devon Thomas, and Thomas charges over the top of Jordan Vogel. Vogel sets up, takes the charge, and Devon Thomas whistled for the personal, his first, and the sixth on the Jimmies in this half. Tyler Walterstorff's in for Trevor Walterstorff. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Kyle Lindbergh with the basketball. He gets it ahead to Vogel. Vogel to Vandekamp. Vandekamp with the basketball. Matt Vandekamp passes it off. Right side to Tyler Walterstorff. Tyler gives it up. Kachi. Try that again. Lindbergh. Wishful thinking on Kachi. Ball is tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College, they say. It'll be Jamestown basketball. Dort College still up by 17 with 10:55 left to go in the game. Well, Jamestown gambling now. B.J. Mertens on the floor with four personals. Figuring, obviously, well, the thought process there is if you're going to go down, you're going to go down with your best player on the floor. If he picks up his fifth foul, so be it. And another charging foul called on Byron Jones. He runs over the top of Jordan Vogel. Vogel has drawn three charges here in the second half. Byron Jones charged over the top of Jordan Vogel. Dort College will check T.J. Malone out of the contest right now. They'll run without a true point guard. We'll see who brings the ball up. Kyle Lindbergh is going to inbound the basketball. Look for him to get the ball into the hands of Tyler Walterstorff. He has it. Gets it right back over to Kyle Lindbergh. Bring the ball up is Lindbergh. Dort College into the front court. Pass off to Vandekamp. 58-41, Dort College leading. Approach the midpoint of the second half. Vogel with it out front, dumps it down low, Walterstorff, he's grabbed on the play. Foul's going to go on Byron Jones, his third. That was a mismatch, and he simply wrapped him up. Foul shots on the way for Trevor Walterstorff. He's got 6 points this evening. He'll shoot a 1-1. Well, you don't want Mertens guarding him because he's got four personals, so they tried to go with Jones. Free throw by Walt. Left it short, no good. Rebound taken away by Jamestown. Jamestown trailing by 17, and they're looking fatigued. Jamestown with the basketball out front. Drew Preener. Preener gives it off to Mertens. Mertens underneath Burley. Burley turns over his right shoulder. His shot is good. Burley with 16 points, and the defender lead is 58-43. Into the front court is Walterstorff. Walterstorff, Vogel. Vogel back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball. Lindbergh back over to Vandekamp. Vandekamp with the basketball. Gives it up Lindbergh. Lindbergh in the corner. Now comes back over to Vogel at the high post. Vandekamp on the left wing. Tyler Walterstorff, Lindbergh. Lindbergh isolation down low, Vogel. Vogel puts it up. Shot no good. Got muscled underneath by Burley. Jones comes up with it. Ball tipped away by Vandekamp. It goes out of bounds. Last touch by by Dort College. It'll be Jamestown basketball. 9:33 left to go in the game. That's in regulation. Dort College leads 58-43, and it's been the defense for Dort College since the first 10 minutes doing the job. Dort College has struggled to score points here in the second half. They scored 13 in the first 10 minutes of the second half. Jamestown with the basketball. Jamestown working it around to the top is Mertens. Mertens gives it into the corner, Preener. Preener drives the lane, puts it up, blocked, but a foul on the play. So Preener will go to the free throw line to shoot two. He was fouled in the act of shooting. He will shoot a pair. He has not shot any free throws this evening. Dort College outscored Jamestown in the first 10 minutes of the second half, 13-12. Cliff Warner back into the ballgame at the 9-12 mark. Let's see how long he's able to go without picking up his fifth foul. Second free throw is up by Preener. It's good. So he makes them both. It's 58-45, Dort College in front. 58-45, Warner with the basketball. Warner on the right wing with the ball. He's been on the bench for about 7 minutes. Gets a screen from Vogel. Drops it off for Jordan. Jordan puts it up, and he's fouled from behind. Foul's going to go on Travis Burley, and he can't believe it. Jordan Vogel will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Dort College ran the pick and roll out front. Vogel opened up to it. Warner dumped it off to him, and Vogel was going to go up and dunk it if he doesn't get fouled by Burley. So Jordan Vogel to shoot two. First free throw is up and good. Jordan Vogel, a 72% free throw shooter last season. He's got 10 points this evening. He's 2-for-3 from the free throw line. 8:54 left to go in the game. A 14-point advantage for the defenders. This was a 14-point ball game at halftime. Second free throw on the way by Vogel is up and good. So Jordan makes them both. He's got 11. And the defenders lead 60-45. Jamestown basketball. Preener with it. Goes to Hoag. Hoag puts up a three. Missed it. Rebound taken away by Warner. Shortest guy on the floor. He has it stripped. And he's fouled on the play by Preener. That's number four on Preener. And Cliff will go to the free throw line to shoot the double bonus. Well, the fans here at Jamestown not in midseason form yet either. The Jamestown Civic Center, I'd guess 300 people or so. Not a bad group for Dort College following the defenders from various locales. I'd say you got about 20 people. First free throw is up and good for Cliff. He's got 12 points. Shares team honors with Severs. And he makes it 13. Warner is now 5-for-5 from the free throw line. Dort College leads 62-45. With the basketball, Preener. Preener cut off by Tyler Walterstorff. Jamestown basketball. Jimmies work it down low to Burley, and the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Jamestown basketball on the base, about 10 feet out on the baseline. Left side of the lane as you face the hoop. Both of these teams will be playing late afternoon contests tomorrow against Northwestern for Jamestown, Valley City State for the defenders. Stepping in and making the 15-footer on the baseline, a new player for Jamestown, that's Luke Prainer. So Luke Prainer with a two-point basket. It's a 15-point ball game, 62-47. Into the lane is Warner. Warner drops it off for Severs, back outside Lindbergh. Lindbergh to Tyler. Tyler Walterstorff for the basketball on the wing. Back out front, Kyle Lindbergh. 8 minutes left to go in the game. Severs spins into the lane, off of the glass, good. Chris Severs with 14 points, and the defender lead is 64-47. 64-47, Dort College in front. Jamestown basketball, they're looking for Burley down low. Burley wants to turn over his shoulder again. Puts it up over the top of Severs, no good. Rebound taken away by Lindbergh. He came over on the help defense to bother the shot. Pass comes right side over to Tyler Walterstorff. Spots up on the right wing, and we've got a foul away from the ball. That's going to go on Travis Burley. Burley picks up his fourth personal. Chris Severs will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. 14 for Severs this evening. And the way you have to begin thinking about it for Dort College is you have to share that position between Vogel and Severs, basically, at the five. They very rarely play together. You start looking at the production out of those two together. They have 14 and 11 points, respectively. That's 25 points out of the five position for the defenders tonight. First free throw by Severs is no good. So Severs, if he makes this one, he continues his trend of 50-50 shooting on three trips to the free throw line. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. 50-50. He's got 15, and the defenders lead 65-47. Dort College has not taken many threes here in the second half. They haven't had to. Jamestown with it on the wing. Jones. Jones back out front. It comes to Robbins. Robbins to Prainer. Prainer to Mertens. Mertens with it on the wing. Mertens drives in, kicks it out. The ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Jamestown. It'll be Dort College basketball. Jamestown turning it over. Dort College has the basketball. Lindbergh. Lindbergh gets it inbounded to Walterstorff. Walterstorff with it. Trevor takes it across half court. He passes left side Lindbergh. Lindbergh on the wing. Comes back over to Cliff. Cliff goes right side. Walterstorff. Trevor with the basketball on the wing. Puts it on the floor. Back over to Cliff. Cliff to Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball on the wing. Tries to dump it down low for Severs. And the ball is tipped and controlled by Jones for Jamestown. 6:45 left to go. Blocked by Lindbergh. Rebound taken away by Jamestown. Mertens will spot up, put up a three, and hit it. B.J. Mertens with 7 points. And the defender lead is 15 at 65-50 with 6:38 left to go in the game. Back with more after this. And the Jamestown Jimmies give up a basket to Jordan Vogel, and the defenders lead again by 17, 67-50. Jordan Vogel with 13 points. Driving the other way, shot by Jones. Finger roll is good. Byron Jones with 8 points, and the defender lead is 67-52. Sean Kaiser with the basketball as we get under the six-minute mark. Sean with the basketball out front. Stops, kicks it into the corner, Warner. Warner grabs it. Double-teamed. And a travel called on Cliff Warner. So Cliff called for the turnover. And the Dort College defenders will play defense. Jamestown bringing it up in the form of B.J. Mertens. Mertens has been able to go a while without picking up his fifth personal. They give it out front to Brandon Robbins. Kick out pass, three on the way, missed it, no good. Rebound tapped and controlled by Jones for Jamestown. They get it back into the corner. Down to the baseline, nothing there. Mertens. Mertens will put up another three, missed it. Rebound tipped, controlled by Jamestown. Shot no good. Rebound still loose, picked up by the Jimmies. Shot blocked from behind by Kaiser, and Kaiser whistled for the personal foul. Sean Kaiser called for his second personal. And Jamestown an opportunity to cut into the lead with 5:09 left to go, and the clock stopped. 67-52, our score. Dort College leading by 15. Free throws on the way for Robbins. First one is up and good. Brandon Robbins with 4 points. He's got another one coming. He was 1 for 2 in their season opening win over Winnipeg. two for three tonight, three for four. So Jamestown gets 2 points with the clock stopped. Dort College leads by Baker's dozen at 67 to 54. 5 minutes left to go in the game. Waltersdorf ahead to Vogel. Vogel with the basketball. Vogel gives it back over to Trevor. Trevor comes left side over to Sean Kaiser. Kaiser to Severs. Severs, free throw line. Nothing there. Severs will put up the jumper from 15. It's good. Chris Severs with the 15-foot jumper. And the Dort College defenders lead 69-54. For Chris Severs, he's got 17. And the defenders lead 69-54. Timeout charged to the defenders. Coach Ross Dommel likes to call those timeouts after he made basket to set up his defense and not allow transition. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from American State Bank. Offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hall, member FDIC in the community. By Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. By C&H Body Repair in Orange City, their reputation didn't happen by accident. This is a full-length timeout. Let's take a 30-second break. You're listening to Dort College Basketball on KDCR. B.J. Mertens brings the ball up for the Jamestown Jimmies, trailing by 15. 69-54. Pass comes out front. Jones. Jones with it on the wing. He goes into the corner. Mertens. Mertens with the basketball. Mertens gives it up to Sutherland, and Sutherland is fouled on the play. He'll go to the free throw line. It's going to be a foul shooting contest before this one is over. I beg your pardon. Dort College has not sent Jamestown into the bonus yet. That's team foul number 6 on the defenders. Mertens to throw the ball in. Tosses it over the top. Coming up with it is Mark Hogue. Hogue to Mertens. Mertens with the basketball. They go into the corner. Jones. Jones drives in. Right hand, left side, good. Byron Jones with 10 points, and the defender lead is 69-56. 4:10 left to play in the game. With the basketball out front, they go Vogel. Vogel, Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf, right side, Kaiser. Kaiser with the basketball. Comes back over to Walt. Walt on the left wing. That's Trevor. Comes back to Sean Kaiser. Dort College has three timeouts remaining if they need them. Vogel with it out front. Dort College will use some clock. They get it to Waltersdorf. Reverses Severs. Severs, right side Warner. Warner tries to feed underneath the Vogel. It's taken away by Jamestown. Off and running are the Jimmies. Jones lays it up off the bottom of the rim. No good. Rebound taken away by the defenders. Here comes Dort in transition. Trevor Waltersdorf with the basketball. Driving in. Kicks it over to Warner. Deep right corner. Cliff with the basketball. Cliff off of the glass, no good. High off of the glass, rebound taken away by Jones. Ragged basketball right now. 3:27 left to play, and Sean Kaiser commits a foul before the shot. And Byron Jones will go to the free throw line for a 1-1. Well, they will say that he was on the way up, evidently. Well, Kaiser reached behind him and poked it away from him. I thought it was before he was in the motion of shooting that layup, but as it is, it'll be two shots on the way for Jones. And he makes it academic as he makes the first free throw. Dort College leads by a dozen, 69-57. This one is not over yet. Another free throw on the way. Severs checks out. Tyler Waltersdorf is back in. Another free throw on the way for Jones. He's got 11 points. Make it 12. It's an 11-point ball game, 69-58. Jamestown has not had it under 10 since it was 45-36. Right now it stands at 11. Tyler Waltersdorf into the front court, and the ball is poked away from behind. And to me, that looked like the same play that Kaiser got called for a foul on, except it was further out on the floor. 3:17 left to play in the game. Dort College leads 69-58. Dort College will inbound on the baseline, leading by 11. Take care of the basketball. You'll still be in pretty good shape. Get it into Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf for the basketball. 25 to shoot. Out front, Kaiser. Three-pointer. Tic-tac-toe. Sean Kaiser with the three-pointer. He's got 13, and the defenders lead 72-58. Gives you a little more breathing room again. Pass goes into the corner. Shot on the way. No good. Rebound tapped and controlled by Vogel. Vogel gets it ahead to Tyler Waltersdorf. Tyler with the basketball across half court. He feeds over to Trevor. Trevor with it on the left elbow. Puts it up in traffic, and he's fouled on the play. Trevor Waltersdorf fouled on the play. He'll go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Well, Trevor Walterstorff limited to 6 early points this evening. He was hampered by foul trouble early on. Free throw on the way for Trevor is up and good. So Trevor now with 7. And the defenders stretch it out to a 15-point lead, and that just might do it. They're going to check Burley back into the contest. Brandon Robbins will check out. Jamestown will have to score in a hurry and stop Dort College. Second free throw, no good, but Tyler Walterstorff got in for another offensive rebound. Cliff into the lane. He kicks it back over to Trevor. Trevor Walterstorff with the basketball. Back over to Cliff Warner. 2:35 left to play. They get it over to Tyler Walterstorff. Walterstorff with the basketball. Now Jordan Vogel. Dort College will milk the clock. They can take it down to about 2:10. They get it over to Tyler Walterstorff on the right wing. Out front, Warner. 12 to shoot for the defenders. Cliff out front. He gets a ball screen. Underneath, Walterstorff. Walterstorff with the right hand. No good, but he's fouled. Trevor will go back to the free throw line to shoot 2 more free throws. He's 1 for 3 tonight. And now some of the Jamestown faithful starting to pack up their gear with 2:13 left and their team down by 15. Making their ways to the exits. Let's see if Dort College can salt it away. Walterstorff's first free throw is good. He's got 8. 2 in the second half on free throws. Another free throw on the way by Trevor is up and good. Walterstorff now with 9. And the defenders lead 75-58. Jamestown basketball. Dort College up by 17. Three-pointer is up and good. Three-point basket for the Jimmies. And Drew Preener, he's got 8. And the defender lead is 75-61. Timeout charged to Jamestown. It's a full-length timeout. Let's take a timeout of our own. You're listening to Dort College basketball on KDCR. 2:04 left to play in the ball game. Dort College leading 75-61. Jamestown has 2 timeouts remaining. They get the ball inbounded to Warner, does Dort College. Now Tyler Walterstorff will bring it up. Walterstorff takes it across half court, double teamed, reverses it back over to Cliff Warner. Warner with it. He'll set the offense. 1:50 now. 23 seconds on the shot clock, so Dort College can milk it down to about a minute and a half. Comes over to Vogel at the point. Vogel now to Walterstorff. Tyler with the basketball. Back over to Sean Kaiser. Sean Kaiser to Cliff Warner. Warner with the basketball on the wing, guarded by Jones. Warner with the ball. Spins it back over to Kaiser. Another 3. No good. Rebound tipped and controlled by Jamestown. Jamestown with the basketball. An opportunity to cut into the 14-point lead. 1:20 and counting. Ball game. Jones puts it on the floor. Step back. 3. No good. Rebound taken away by Kaiser. Kaiser with it in the backcourt. Back over to Trevor. Trevor ahead to Cliff Warner. Warner with the basketball. 1:10 and counting. Cliff picks up his dribble. Back over to Sean Kaiser. Kaiser back over to Warner. Warner with the ball. Warner with it on the left side. Picks up his dribble. Gack over to Walterstorff. Walterstorff finger roll. Good. Trevor got wide open for a layup. May as well take the 2-point basket. It's 77-61. Walterstorff now with 11. 50 seconds left to go in the game. Dort College by 16. Shot on the way from 12 for Jamestown. No good. Another rebound for Vogel. Missed shot that time by Sutherland. In the backcourt is Warner. He gets it away to Trevor Walterstorff. Walterstorff into the front court. 10-second difference between the shot clock and the game clock. Cliff Warner with it out near midcourt, right in front of the scorer's table. Puts it on the floor to the free throw line. Nothing there. Now over to Tyler Walterstorff. Jordan Vogel back over to Sean Kaiser. Kaiser with the basketball. Back over to Cliff Warner. Dort College will let the shot clock run down to 9 now. Warner with the basketball. Drops it off for Walt. Walt shot in the lane. No good there for the rebound. And the putback is Tyler Walterstorff. Tyler Walterstorff with a 2-point basket. And for Tyler, that's number 5 and 6 this evening for points. Jamestown into the front court, Mertens. Mertens in between the circles. Passes right side, Robbins. Robbins, 3. Good. Well, they're going to give that to Prater instead. 77-64. Beg your pardon, 79-64, and that's the final. Dort College gets a hard-fought 15-point victory over the Jamestown Jimmies this evening in non-conference basketball play. Let's take a break and be back with a look at the numbers right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM, the Dort College Defenders. Go to 1-0 to start the season in men's college basketball with a 79-64 win over the Jamestown Jimmies. And for Dort College, a good win in that in the second half. They never allowed Jamestown a serious run. Jamestown had the difference down to single digits once. That was at 45-36. Other than that, Dort College was in front by double digits the rest of the way and end up with a 15-point victory, 79-64, outscoring Jamestown in the second half, 34-33. Dort College was led unofficially by Chris Severs with 17 points, according to my count. Several other players in double digits for the Defenders. We'll have a look at all of the numbers from the first half, from the first game of this 2011-2012 season, right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. A 15-point road win for the Dort College Defenders over the number 22-ranked Jamestown Jimmies this evening. 79-64, the final score. Let's take a look at the numbers that we have at the moment. Let's begin with the team stats. Dort College, 27-48 from the floor, 56.3%. Jamestown, 22-55 from the floor, 40%. Dort College, 6-8 on threes. Jamestown, 6-12 on threes. That's 75% and 50% respectively. Dort College, 19-26 on free throws, 73%. Jamestown, 14-21 on free throws, 67%. Turnovers, Dort College 18, Jamestown 14. And rebounding, I think I gave that to you already. If I didn't, Dort College out rebounds Jamestown 32-26. Taking a look at the scoring totals, individuals, Dort College was paced by Chris Severs with 17. Jordan Vogel had 13, 11 for Trevor Walterstorff and Sean Kaiser. Cliff Warner also had 13, 6 each for Kyle Lindberg and Tyler Walterstorff. And Sean Kaiser actually should have been credited with two more. I believe he's got 13 by the time we get it all figured out. Travis Burley led Jamestown with 16. Byron Jones had 12. Mark Hogue, 8, 7 for B.J. Mertens, and 5 for Brandon Robbins. Drew Prater had 13 points. Dort College was topped by Kyle Lindbergh's 10 rebounds. Cliff Warner had 5. Tyler Walterstorff also had 5. 6 assists for Cliff Warner. 4 for Sean Kaiser. For the Jamestown Jimmies, B.J. Mertens had 5 assists. Byron Jones had 7 rebounds. And Coach Ross Dalma has made his way up into the perch in one piece. This isn't for the faint of heart up here, Coach.
Mike, it's not. I applaud you for coming up here.
you're sweating. I don't know if that's from working out the game or from the trip up here, but good win for your team.
Holy cow. Yeah, thanks, Mike. I thought our guys did a good job. We talked in the locker room after the game. I thought we did a good job of coming out early in the game and establishing ourselves on a good quality opposing team's floor. I thought we did a nice job of playing physical, and I thought we did a nice job of taking on a little mini run they had there where I think they cut it to 11, maybe, with about 6-7 minutes to go, where Sean Kaiser hit a big basket for us there and I think stretched it back up to 14, if I remember right. So I thought we did a number of things well. It was a good win, good one to build off of, but we got to find a way to get another win here and go 2-0 this weekend.
Defensively, your defense is ahead of your offense, the way it looks to me. You still managed to put 79 points on the board, so you're not going to complain, but the flow isn't quite there. But defensively, you really took Jamestown out of what they wanted to do offensively for pretty long stretches of time, it seemed.
We did. I thought we really played well defensively, and I think in our first two scrimmages this year, that's the feedback we had gotten from the coaches that we had played against. And and one being a former GPAC team in Sioux Falls, where Chris Johnson had said, hey, you guys are, you know, defensively a lot better than you were a year ago. And I think that's something that we really, you know, focused on in the preseason. And a lot of it has to do, too, with the fact that we're more experienced and we're just bigger physically than we were. So it's not like in the past that we weren't trying, but we just have more to work with in terms of physical stature and also a little bit more experience that way. So we are somewhat happy with where we're at defensively. Offensively, it looked a little shaky at times. I'm optimistic and feel good from the standpoint that Cliff Warner was in foul trouble and he had to sit. We're playing without Austin Kaji, who's pretty good. We were playing with guys who were out of position tonight, out of necessity, and they did a nice job of adjusting. And I do believe that we're going to get smoother on the offensive end, even though we shot fairly well. But you're right, it just looked choppy at times.
Jamestown did something that you're probably going to see a lot of this year, and that is people trying to prevent Cliff Warner from getting the basketball in his hand and pushing the ball. What do you do to try to counteract that?
Well, fortunately, I think we have guys that can get the ball off the glass and go push it themselves, and Trevor, you know, Austin Kochi, Kyle Lindbergh especially, Tyler Walterstorff, I think those guys can really push hard in transition. In fact, tonight, you know, we used Kyle Lindbergh and Tyler a lot as kind of a point forward, where Cliff just gave it up, ran and got in the offense, and we just moved from there. But it was a good balance tonight. I thought we made some really good unselfish extra pass plays. And I thought our post guys and Chris and Jordan did a really good job of hunkering down there and using their advantage there to get us some baskets in the paint.
Some other numbers that stick out: 27 of 48 from the floor, 56%. Made your free throws as well, 19 for 26. That's still 73%. As you get into the season, you'd like to see that closer to 80%,
right?
But you'll take it as you can get it. And tomorrow, Valley City State, what are you going to have to do differently, better? What's the game plan for tomorrow?
You know, we're going to, you know, go over the scouting report a little bit tonight and talk with the Northwestern guys and share, you know, a few ideas there on these opponents. But they are different. In terms of their style of play, I think, you know, Valley City is going to look for up-tempo, but not to the degree that Jamestown did. Valley City is going to rely on more ball screen in the half-court sets and maybe try to keep the score down just a little bit. So it's going to be imperative that we defend, you know, just as well, hopefully better than we did tonight, because, you know, the margin for error isn't probably going to be there tomorrow afternoon.
Coach, I don't have much more to add other than go get one tomorrow and come home with two wins.
Yeah, that'd be great. And we appreciate, you know, Craig Steensman and I were talking on the way up along with the other coaches, that we appreciate you coming up here to kick the season off with us. You know, most people maybe aren't aware, but these are the two most hectic weeks of year with volleyball, football still in play, and then also with basketball getting started. And so you are running ragged, and we'll, you know, go get some more action tomorrow from the football guys, if I understand right. And so you're busy too, but I know we appreciate it. I know many of the fans out there do as well. So thanks a lot for making the trip up here.
Well, I'll just hop on the private jet, and we'll be in Crete tomorrow afternoon at 1.
Life is good, buddy.
All right. Thanks, Coach. We'll see you when you get back. That's Coach Ross Dalma, and I believe we've taken a look at all the numbers, and that's going to do it for this evening's broadcast. We get a split tonight. Dort College men defeat Jamestown 79-64. Earlier this evening, it was 85-56 Jamestown over Dort College in women's basketball play. That's going to do it for KDCR Sports. I'm Mike Biker. Good evening.